Bishop's Tower. The sensory panel for this guide graphically represents the Bishop's Tower as seen from the front. The tower is located in the center, appearing to be incorporated in another building on the two sides. The end part of the tower is a roof protecting a room below, which is not accessible. People can, instead, reach the large windows from which to enjoy an all-round view of the town through the modern internal stairs. By touching the sensory panel, you can identify the position of one of the four large windows and below the window of the 19th century clock. The Bishop's Tower was built between the 13th and the 14th century. In a document dated 1299, in which the Bishop of Brescia, Berardo Maggi, commissioned an inventory of his property in Pisogne, it appears that the tower was under construction. The tower overlooks Piazza del Mercato, which at the time was left by the lake. For centuries, the square hosted the most important market in the valley for grain, livestock, and especially for iron tools produced by the numerous forges in the area. The construction of the imposing building was meant to demonstrate the bishop's power at a time of conflict with the Ghibellines of Valcamonica. The area behind the tower, which still shows evidence of medieval architecture, probably housed the bishop's residence, to which the chapel of San Clemente was annexed. Pisogne was an episcopal field from the 12th century until 1462, when the bishop Bartolomeo Malipiero ceded his rights over Pisogne to the Vicinia, a community of ancient origins, in exchange for large plots of land in the lower part of Brescia. However, the bishop reserved ownership of this tower, which only passed to the municipality in 1805. Among the historical events linked to the tower in the witch hunt of 1518, during which 8 women were imprisoned here and burned at the stake in the square in front of it. The building, once unroofed, bore the typical Guelph battlements. It is 32.60 meters high, has a square plan of 7.20 meters per side, and massive walls of great thickness. The entrance is on the north side in a small courtyard.